A very, very good morning to you on what is officially Fellowship Day 842. It's been another almost characteristic gulf in terms of the number of days between this episode and the last episode of the Read Indeed podcast. They have, almost by way of habit, become occasional rather than regular. But you know that dad joke by now. You know I'm always talking about that. That's my way of loosening my lips, wetting the whistle as I ad-lib another episode of the podcast. I very rarely have a script unless I'm doing an audio essay reading for you an old blog from the archive. But why am I saying that? Because I wanted this episode of the podcast to be not a review of the year, not a reflection on something that's happened over a short period of time, but rather a bewildering look in short terms over what's happened in the past 3 and a bit years. Why? I am just about to submit the renewal paperwork for my UKRI Future Leaders Fellowship. I started this podcast just at the outset of the fellowship, and in danger of dating all of this, I'll say when that was. That was back in early 2021. We're now just north of 3 years hence in 2024. And I'll say that thing that you might be predicting, that certainly used to bore me to tears when I was younger, when I would hear anyone older talking about this. Time is just flying. Like, I am actually sometimes in danger of having a nosebleed when I think at how intense the feeling is of waking up on a given day and thinking, how am I already this age? How are the kids already at school, ready to finish nursery? How am I already at the stage of renewing this fellowship? Back when I applied for it, the 4+3 year model that the fellowship is built on, 4 years first, then attempt to renew for a further 3 years, that combined 7 year period felt like an eternity based on, you know, the myriad short term contracts that one goes through as an early career academic. Story for another time. But thinking that 7 years was an eternity, and now looking at the reality of the fact that the first 4 years is almost over, 3 more years is not really a great deal of extra time. But there's, that's some of the other things I wanted to share with you in this regard have been laced into this message in rather unfortunate terms over the past little while. I am no longer all that young. I'm sailing past my mid-30s at a rate of knots. See all above comments on time flying. And unfortunately, you get to that age through friends, family, that you stop going to so many christenings and weddings and start to attend an increasing number of funerals. And in rather short order, I've had a few occasions recently where, you know, friends have had loved ones pass away, and you realise that through experience or just the impending doom of the matter, that it comes to us all, whether that's coming to our own, you know, close people in our lives or our very own chap at the Reaper's door. These things become more frequent, despite the fact you never want them to. So how am I putting this in more humorous terms? When you get out of your 20s into your 30s and 40s, funerals become more frequent. Death becomes a topic of conversation. Oh God, I am so doom and gloom here. But there's an important message in this. Again, I know this isn't smooth because I'm ad-libbing it all, but here it is. When you see these reminders that the story of us is shorter than any of us would like to think, it can have a rather positive influence on the sorts of ambitions that you have, the things that you're willing to try that seem daft, that seem impossible, that seem not worth the effort because you'll never get to the outcome. But when you start to see death more regularly in your life, you think, screw it, why not? Give it a go. I'm here today, might not be here tomorrow. 3 years feels like a long time, but you don't know how many you have left.
I hope you don't mind a brief interjection in the middle of this episode of the Read Indeed podcast. I wanted to share with you that, as weird as this is to say, the podcast is now sponsored by my book, You Are Not a Fraud, A Scientist's Guide to the Imposter Phenomenon, and the accompanying Imposter Syndrome Masterclass. Since I published the book back in August 2022, and since I spawned the Imposter Syndrome Masterclass workshop from that, it has grown arms and legs and allowed me to get that message about managing the imposter syndrome out to the world in ways that I couldn't have imagined in the beginning. But now that that is taking on a life of its own, it's allowing me to feed resource back into the podcast to pay for the subscriptions that help me create the content, curate it, and host it online. And that's why the podcast is now sponsored by it. So if any of the story of the imposter syndrome resonates with you, I would be delighted if you would check out the book or check out the Imposter Syndrome Masterclass. That is You Are Not a Fraud, A Scientist's Guide to the Imposter Phenomenon. That's available in ebook, paperback, hardback, audio, and now in French and Spanish translations. And the Imposter Syndrome Masterclass is a half-day workshop to help you and your group harness the tools that will alleviate your self-doubt and maximise your self-confidence before your next career challenge. I'll put the links in the description. Maybe it's not for you, but maybe it's for someone that you know. So please do share those links. And without further ado, back to the episode. Thanks for your time.
So I'm partly now reflecting on this fellowship renewal, being at a time in my life where reflecting on how much time anyone has left is a big old question mark with a long, drawn-out shadow. So when I'm looking at what's been achieved by my team on the fellowship that I've held over the past 3 and a bit years, it's more than a privilege. There have been plenty of times, probably several of which have been detailed throughout the podcast over the years, where you like a right good old moan about the challenges of academia, or the challenges of the job, the stresses of doing this and balancing it with other things in and out of professional life. And more I've tried to get away from moaning about things like that and to putting everything in the frame of not having to do something, but getting to do it. I get to renew this fellowship. I get to try to think on stupidly ambitious terms. I get to give it a go before it's too late. I get to mentor younger students and staff members who want to carve out a similar path. I get to mentor those who want to take the leap into other things. I get to build a team who can see the vision of a stupid ambition and follow it anyway. Action it anyway, make it a reality anyway. I get to do this, and we get to do this. So renewing that fellowship has been tough, dealing with the fact that time is more fleeting than I'd ever like to imagine. It's scary, but nonetheless, I get to do this. So there's more that I want to reflect on with regards to the fellowship, and in particular, applying for such fellowships and reflecting on that. I've been asked a lot about this recently because there are new rounds of this fellowship scheme coming up, and inevitably those who want to go for it will see those who have it and want to reach out for advice. I get to hear from these ambitious people, and I get to think about how best to put my reflections on applying for fellowships out there. So I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to leave that for another time. What I will end on, maybe to bring things to a more cheery note, is reflecting a little bit on the podcast structure itself. Yeah. Over the past 3 or 4 years, the podcast has been largely ad-libbed. I wanted to do it almost as a voice diary, an audio diary to myself that could then be shared with you to see if there's any nuggets in there that you like to hear for yourself to take my specifics out and put your specifics in. I also think that, you know, having listened to a lot of podcasts myself and learning how to edit a podcast, I've found it more and more endearing, you know, listening to others on their podcast when things aren't so polished, when things aren't scraped out, the pauses, the silences, the struggles to get the next word out aren't chopped in order to make a smooth, error-free MP3 file to put out there. There are times like this, there's multiple things going on in my head where I feel that if I did take out all the ehs, the ahs, the ums, the coughs, the silent moments, the struggles, the stutters, then the actual message would be lost. I've been struggling with a lot of the balance of doing as much as possible professionally and being there as much as I need to personally for others around me. And that's why I've found it so powerful, so energising to strip away the frame of having to do things and thinking about, in the time that I have available, getting to do them. And I get to do something like this podcast. So it's ad-libbed for those reasons. The podcast itself remains on dr-mark-reid.com, dr-mark-reid.com/podcast. You probably know that already if you've found it there. If you haven't found it there, you might have found the episode today and others before it on Spotify or wherever you listen. It's quite easy to find if you search Reid_indeed. I think that underscore makes it quite easy to float it to the top of various lists when you go searching for it. The other thing I wanted to remind you of for the podcast is that I continue to duplicate pages with the new podcast blog for each episode. So in addition to this audio, you can go onto the individual podcast web pages for each episode and you'll see that I've taken to writing rather concise blogs that are not a reprise, not a regurgitation of what I've said here, but rather a supplement to it. It's my way of trying to write concisely and trying to write provocatively and in a way that people are willing to start reading it and go all the way to the end, because it's not going over pages and pages. It's not a book. It's just a short thought of the day. So there's the supplementary podcast blog, on every podcast web page. And there is also, at the bottom of these templates that I use, for every podcast episode, there is a prompt to enable you to send a question to me through the podcast web pages. If you've got something that you would like to ask me, if you've got a thought that you would like to share, if you've got a response to something that I have raised on the podcast, you can go to the bottom of any of the podcast web pages, starting from dr-mark-reid.com/podcast. And send in either your written question or comment for me, or if you're feeling brave, you can upload a short audio clip on the same form. And if you do that, rather than me reading out your question, I can play your audio as part of a podcast Q&A episode. So, having spent in rather dark and dreary terms reflecting on some of the things that are making me keep going with this fellowship, I wanted to end today's episode by reminding you of what's available through the podcast web pages. I might be reflecting or renewing the podcast itself in certain ways as time goes on, certainly at this period where I'm very much focused and have the blinkers on renewal of all things professional. But I won't end there. I will end with what most podcast episodes have tried to deliver as a promise. And that's a prompt or consideration that you can take away for yourself. This is not advice. This is simply me trying to ask questions for you to think about. You might reframe them. You might consider them nonsense. But at the same time, it might catalyse a couple of thoughts that then in turn become useful actions for you. So going back to the frame of reference that I've tried to use for myself to manage the struggles of having so many plates spinning, what is it that you think you have to do that you might be better thinking you get to do? What is it that you are in danger of thinking you have to do that is in reality built around the privilege of something that you get to do? Thanks as ever for being here. Hopefully sooner rather than later, I'll see you again for another episode of the Read Indeed podcast. Take care.